spreading a little good tunes all over the airs of Arizona here in the garden with Rosie on the house. Good morning, Arizona homeowners. Thank you for tuning in. Let's see how many people we can help out around the garden before we switch into the home and house segment of the show. Let's bring in Ron and Tempe. You want to bring them in there? Reach over here. We're broadcasting live out here. We don't have Romy. He's at a nephew's wedding up in Woodland Park, Colorado this morning. So the wedding is actually at like 9,400 feet. So
I bet it's brisk at 9,400 feet.
I bet today. He's having a nice little chilly morning this morning. So one of the rare opportunities we're broadcasting without Romy's assistance. Ron and Tempe, and I haven't even pushed a wrong button once yet this morning. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning. How are we all doing today?
Super fantastic.
Hope it's not too noisy. I'm actually driving in my motorhome down the I-60 right now. So.
Okay, you're all right. You're all right. Long as you're safe.
Quick question. I'm thinking about not overseeding this year. So if I don't do that, it looks so nice. Maybe thinking I'd save some water. How much if I kelp it back, let it sit? Do I need to still water? How much do I need to water?
Great question.
Are other weeds going to take over, or what should I do
okay.
with that?
Well, that's a really good question. So if you are not going to overseed, you would want to at least fertilize one more time. I would assume if you're not going to overseed, you'd want the lawn to stay as green as possible for as long as possible. So we would want to cut back on the water some right now because you don't need to water as much, but you'd want to fertilize again. You want to mow it at the same height you've been mowing it at. Now the growth will slow down. You won't have to mow it very much or very often, but we do not want to scalp it. You want to leave it long for a couple of reasons. Number one, if you scalp it and don't overseed, you are going to have a bunch of weeds.
Yeah, man.
Because you're going to open that thatch up and weed seed could get in there. Plus, the thatch acts as a protection and a mulch for the dormant lawn. So you want to leave it at normal height. So basically what you're going to do until it goes completely dormant is you're going to mow and water kind of as normal. Now, it won't be as frequently, and if you fertilize it once, maybe even a couple more times, it could potentially stay green depending on how cold we get clear into the holidays.
It could. I mean, my last fall, my last mow of my lawn was the week after Thanksgiving,
yeah.
And it really didn't go gray and dead till about
well,
the
we
third
had that
week
really
of
cold
December.
Snap, yeah, when we had yeah. the really cold snap, yeah. Then it drove it right into dormancy.
Yeah.
So that's a good point. And you do not want to. The other thing we want to talk about is if we're going to talk about overseeding a little bit, over the years we've changed thinking a little bit. We used to tell people when you did put that winter lawn in, scalp it right down to the dirt, maybe even dethatch it. That's a big no-no anymore. We
okay.
don't dethatch in the fall or winter at all.
Okay.
We
all
want
right.
to dethatch in the spring or early summer when that Bermuda grass can recover and regrow. If you dethatch it now and it can't mend itself, you are doing permanent damage perhaps to that Bermuda lawn. We've had a lot of problems with what we call transition in May and June with the ryegrass dying and the Bermuda grass coming back. And one of the things we think that has caused that is the fact that we do too much damage to the Bermuda grass when we overseed by scalping too short and by dethatching. So only scalp it enough that you can get the seed through the stems and the canopy of the grass down to the soil level.
Nice.
And do not dethatch. I'm saving you a bunch of work.
Great tip. You really are. That's a great tip. Now, when Ron wants to bring that Bermuda back alive next spring, dethatch, core aerate.
Yeah, you can do all of that in the spring.
And turn on the water,
baby. And it'll tell you when it's coming back. It'll start greening up.
Yeah.
As soon as it starts to warm up, start increasing the water then as it starts to do that. And then, sometime in late April, early May, get the thatcher out if you want to core aerify. Great time to do all of that. Obviously, fertilize it, gypsum, all that stuff. Great time.
Well, I'll tell you, in a lawn that we've trampled on for 25 years, I've said this before. I mean, the first time I core aerated was, about 5 or 6 years ago. And right up April, May, June, July, I needed half the water to keep the lawn looking just as good.
Wow.
Now, once the real heat hit, late July,
right.
August, after, I had to go back up to normal. But I saved a ton of water that spring.
Good point. It's just the doggone core aerifiers are so heavy and cumbersome.
They are.
It's just a hard thing for people to get their arms around as to how do I get that home? How do I do it? It's a great neighborhood project. If you've got two or three folks that can all go in together so you can help each other physically.
Unload it. It's not
a hard thing to do. It's just a heavy piece of equipment to try and get home and handle once you get it home.
Once it's in position and you've got your sprinkler heads marked with a little flag.
There's a good point.
It's basically just mowing your lawn.
Exactly.
Yeah. And the fact that it's a neighborhood project is perfect because you rent the trailer, you rent the unit. It takes less time than it does to mow your lawn.
Yeah.
So you can get four of them done in a morning easily. Four neighbors
split
go in
cost
on it.
And you're done.
It comes down next to nothing.
Yeah.
But I have found that in the spring, I've gotten in the habit of doing it. So, Ron, we appreciate that help driving that motor home out on 60. You're going out someplace to enjoy the beautiful Arizona fall. Have a great traveling weekend. Just do me a favor, buddy, and travel super, super safe. We're going to be going into the house here in the 9 o'clock hour. John Jay, you want to recap real quick what the fall planting tip is and color tip?
Don't just stand there. Plant something.
It's
time. You know, it's trees, shrubs, vines. We're going to get into fall color and bedding plants in the next week or two. Winter lawns, wait a week or two yet. But in the next 30 days, it's time to just be planting just about anything. So, yeah, as we say around here, don't stand there, plant something.
Just get out there and do
it.
Get
out and enjoy it.
This is the time to do it. Thanks for tuning in to the Landscaping Hour of Rosie on the House. We'll be going inside the house at 9 o'clock here and talking about easy projects you can tackle yourself. We're at the home show. We'll be demonstrating these exact same things on stage this afternoon here at the Maricopa County Fairgrounds. But that means because it's a live broadcast and it's a home show, it's open lines. We have no specific topic. So for whatever project you've been trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, this is the perfect time to get online right now at 1-888-767-4348.
As we put away the pruners, pick up the paintbrushes, throw away the shovels, and break out the shim shingles, we'll cover everything from foundations, chimney caps, windows and countertops, to painting and plumbing, plus whatever project you're tackling at your house. We're ready to take your calls right now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.